This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to break the circle of poison that threatens to contaminate our food supply with pesticides. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a worthwhile feature of the Farm Bill that passed the Senate last month is a long overdue provision to break the so-called circle of poison. That's the loophole in current law that permits U.S. manufacturers to export dangerous pesticides for agricultural use in other countries, even though they're banned in the United States because the deadly residues they leave on food can cause cancer and other serious illnesses. The problem is that these exported pesticide poisons come full circle. They're used on foods produced in other countries, especially fruit and vegetables, which are then shipped back to the markets in the United States, pesticide residues and all. The Farm Bill stops the circle of poison. It bans the export of pesticides if their use is prohibited in the United States. Whose side are you on, Al? Pesticides or public health?
Ted, the Farm Bill we just passed in the Senate did go a long way in recognizing the need to curb unreasonable use of pesticides. I voted for it, and generally it's a pretty good bill. The reason is simple why some ag chemicals made in the U.S. and shipped overseas without FDA approval come back here for use in America. They're used on crops we don't grow here. Unless Massachusetts suddenly whomps up a climate for growing bananas, the FDA has no reason to register any pesticide which they now use in tropical Brazil. That's why many of these chemicals are not approved. It's not because they're any more dangerous than what we spray on our own crops here at home. Instead of facing off, maybe you should be facing up, Ted, to reality. America has some very heavy restrictions on the amount of chemical residue that any imported foods can have. When foods don't meet those standards, they don't get in. Sounds right to me. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress's plan to stick taxpayers with the cost of running for the House and the Senate. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.